5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So every morning, I'll shoot 100, 200 jumpers, threes, finger rolls, mini hooks, baseline turnarounds, off-screen pops, elbow J's, step backs galore, top of the key, wing, deep corner, reverse layups, thousands of free throws. Meanwhile, Ryan Matthews is sleeping again with chocolate all over his face and his underwear around his ankles, never trains, never plays anymore. Now that he's like not playing college basketball anymore, he's getting fat. He never wants to ball. He never wants to run with Farrell. He's always making up excuses. He's busy running 15 shows a day on Sports Grid. It's unbelievable. But have you ever seen a guy with better footwork and pick and roll scoring and finger rolls and layups and dunks than this Timmy guy?
Timmy's incredible. Like, and he looks like he's having so much fun, right? Like, he's blowing kisses up to the stands and playing with his mustache and doing all this other stuff. But yeah, his pick and roll game, especially when Gonzaga has all those shooters spaced out around it, I don't know how they guard it. You know, they got Ayayi and Nepard and Suggs and all these guys, Kispert, and guys that can drill shots, and it's really, really, really hard to guard.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let me ask you about this guy, Few. If he were, like, because we talked about North Carolina, that they always, you know, want to stay within their blue blood and their North Carolina blue. Would you go after Mark Few if you were North Carolina and try to lure him to Chapel Hill?
I mean, I try. I don't think there's any shot at all that he's leaving Gonzaga. I think if he were to leave Gonzaga, it would have been the same deal that Porter Moser just kind of did. You know, like, you have a couple good runs and then you bounce. But he's been there for so long now that he's kind of built a powerhouse. And every year, I mean, for the past 10 plus years, they've been incredible. So I don't think at this stage of the game he's going to leave. But yeah, I mean, they should try.
Yeah, do you think, because I think Porter Moser is a great coach, but I have to say that I said today on Coast to Coast, I think Beard and Moser are going to learn the hard way how little basketball matters in Austin and Norman. Those are football schools all day, every day, and they always will be. They're a football school even when they suck at football. When they're having bad years in football, they're still more of a football school than they'll ever be a basketball school. I don't even care how much they win. You see how quickly your boy Shaka Smart ran out of there? Because he knew he couldn't win. He just knew he couldn't. No matter what he did, he couldn't win at Austin. I think Beard and Moser are going to learn the hard way that they should have gone. Like, I think Moser would have been better off going to Texas Tech. I think that's a basketball school.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting move for Porter Moser. Big 12 is tough. You're playing with the big boys now, especially with these programs that, you know, Baylor next year is going to be as good, if not better, than they are this year, which is hard to imagine, but wait till they get their guys in there. It's an interesting move, but you're playing with the big boys now.
Yeah, he's got the big money. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM. Of course, Mightier 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. All right, so let me ask you, what do you think of what James Harden's been doing? I know he's not played the last couple of nights with his little hammy problem. He and Durant and their ham sandwiches. I mean, it is unbelievable. I've never seen a guy miss 23 games with a hamstring strain in my life. You play with me for years. I've had bad hamstrings, bad feet, broken hands, broken kneecaps, bone spurs. I mean, what haven't I had? And you never see me not play. I'll play dead. I'll be in a casket. I'll show up to play with you. This guy pulls his hammy. He's out the whole season. I've never seen anything like it. But Harden, I am surprised because that guy never gets injured and he never misses games.
Yeah. Harden's been playing out of his mind. I mean, how many triple doubles does he have this year, right? Like, he's incredible. But, I mean, if you're the Nets, you're just trying to get to the postseason healthy, no?
Well, yeah, but I think that I don't buy the whole Durant can miss the whole season and then just show up for the playoffs and then suddenly, miraculously, he's going to stay healthy. I think if he plays two games, he'll be sitting again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think they start, you know, ramping them up here once they start getting closer to the postseason. And I mean, that's kind of the NBA is like such a gauntlet, right? Like it's such a long season, and getting to the end is so crucial. So, I mean, if I'm Steve Nash, I'm kind of just managing these guys, and which as we've probably seen, isn't the easiest thing in the world when Kyrie Irving's on your roster.
Raptors beat the Warriors tonight, 130-77. Have you ever seen a team? They were down 60. They were down 60 at one point in this game. When is the last time you saw a 130-77 job? Talk about taking the night off.
Shoo. Yeah, that's a blowout. They got thumped. No doubt about that. That's surprising.
All right, listen, Ryan, it's great having you on the show. Enjoy the Final Four. It should be awesome. You're doing a great job at Sports Grid. I love working with you, and hopefully we'll get to play ball again real soon. Thanks for coming on the bench, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me, Scotty. Take care. Enjoy the games, buddy.
All right, there he is, Ryan Matthews. All right, so UConn's going to lose this game. And I thought Beckers has 13, but she's 3 of 10 shooting, 1 of 3 from downtown. She shot a massive air ball. She's had multiple turnovers. She got triple teamed in the elbow, and they stole the ball from her. I actually, you know, I think she's, you know, the player of the year. She's got 3 turnovers, 3 fouls, 3 dimes, 6 rebounds. 6 for 6 from the line. So all of her work's been done getting fouled and hitting free throws. She's done nothing else. She's only hit 3 shots in the game. I did see her hit 1 3, but honestly, like, they just keep missing shots. They're shooting 31% from the floor. There's 4 minutes left in the game. They're down 9, and Carver High said it best in a break. They've never cut into that 10, 11, 12 point lead. It's 9. It's been 9 to 12 the whole game. And The bottom line is Arizona kicked their ass. That's the bottom line. So the biggest story of the night will be UConn losing in the Final Four because they never lose. They never lose. They're in every Final Four. They've gone to 13 straight. They never lose, and they're losing tonight. They're getting their ass beat. Now, it's going to take a miracle, but now they're down 53-46. So they've cut into it. It's seven now. And, you know, what I think they need, at the very least, is one, if not two threes, and frankly, the next two trips down. Like, just go down and get somebody a look and stick a shot for once. The problem is they've had the looks. They just can't knock them down. You know what they need is Pharrell, because I would knock down these shots. Like, I'm a knockdown specialist, son. Give me the – oh, and the foul. She scores off the kiss. The girl that does the gangster double – fold the arms, gangster move when she shoots and scores. She's like, what up, kid? That McDonald girl can play. This ain't no Ronald McDonald B. What a pump fake and foul. And she makes all her free throws, too. This chick, how about this chick? She's literally, oh, look at her. She got the stutter. She got the whole strut going. She got the strut. So anyway, she did the full lean back strut right there. Pimp Daddy. Carver High, your girl McDonald. This girl has had, I think, the record 92 straight games of more than 10 points in a row. This girl, double figure, she's a machine, and she has absolutely lit it up in this game. Let me tell you what she's got. She's got 21 points right now, 21 points, and she's hit four threes. And 7 of 16 from the floor. I think she's balled out. I think she's been balling out. That was a great pump fake foul and kiss off the glass and in. And one, count it, and then she goes to the line. I think that's the game right there. You're going down and getting trips to the line after an and one. It is on like Donkey Kong. You're going to win. That's it. They're getting to the 10. They're scoring. They're getting fouled. And then they're making the free throw. I mean, that's the dealio. That's just the
billion. Big trouble, mister.
You are massively in big trouble, mister.
You blew it!
Ooh. There you go. Woo! Carver High, he wants to know, the bottom line, the whole night he's had his eye on your boy out there in Denver, Trevor Bauer. It's 10-4, so... Did they just start scoring some runs? Because they're scoring right now. Nunez just hit a home run for the Rockies. McMahon hit a home run. Blackman hit a home run. They got to him at the very least. Am I crazy? They got to him in the seventh?
Yeah, he came out obviously with the no-hitter to seventh, and he gave up a single to the first batter. I turned it off after that. I don't know how he can't possibly still be in the game. Let me see where he's at right now. He gave up a leadoff single. And where is it here? Wow,
he went six and a third. He went six and a third and gave up three hits, four earned runs. They probably credited the base runner to him, right?
Yeah, and Price came in the game and gave up the other one.
Your boy Bauer, Price. He struck out 10, Bauer. He had
That's
it
all that
going.
Matters because we had the prop over 7.5 Ks today. So there you go.
And what about the what's the dealio with him? You know, you get 10 Ks, you're getting highlights, son. You're going to be on the highlights.
He was getting highlights when he had a no-hitter into the seventh, but now he's given up five runs, and it's ho-hum. Who cares now?
Yeah, but I still think when you got a no-hitter going for that deep and then that many Ks, you're on the highlights, son. The White Sox lead the Angels 7-4 in Anaheim. I used to go out there, as you know, Carver High. I know you love my Angel stories. I used
the Big A?
Like, I would go and just, like, have my own section. And I would move around the park. Literally, every night, I'd sit in a different place. I went all the time. I mean, I lived in Huntington Beach. It was right down the street, the Angels games. And I would go and just sit in different sections all the time. And there was a lot happening at that time, Carver High. There was a lot of thumbs, and there was a lot of, you know, beer. There was a lot of thumbs and beers going on, and there was a thumb on the way into the game, and then you go to the game, and you're chilling the most, and then I started going to all those games all the time, and God, they sucked the whole time I watched them. They never won anything. The Astros lead the A's 5-2 in the fifth in the Astray in Oakland. How about those fans giving the business to the Astros for 2 days now? That's awesome. Go to work. Give them the business. Here it is, 57-48, 2 minutes left. UConn's going down like a ship. I mean, that's a done deal. You better start pulling up from three and hitting, Beckers. She drives to the 10. She gets the kiss off the glass. They're down seven. But you got 2 minutes, and it's ticking. You got to get a stop, a steal. You got to get a three. They got to do something. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Yeah, I don't think they have enough time to make it up, Carver High. I have seen it all. The Padres lead the Diamondbacks 1-0. Bottom three. Runner at first. One out at Petco. Woo! Get good ice cream there. Woo! They got good ice cream there. The Mariners 3-1 on the Giants out in Seattle in the top of the fourth. Hey, Carver High, what are the Mariners? Like a Houdini? Are they going to get a... like a sweep in Seattle this weekend over to G-Men, and I guess they went off on your boy Johnny Cueto tonight.
Yes, they did. Mariners off to a good start, but you got the Giants stink too. Like, these are two bad baseball teams. The Giants aren't any good. You see the lineup that they put out there? Like, I couldn't believe it last night. Posey and Longoria hit home runs. I thought it was 2009. I couldn't believe what was going on. I mean, those guys are still in the middle of the lineup for the Giants. I mean, they can barely walk into the ballpark.
Your boy Longoria, he, you know, that guy could rake. He could rake back in the day, but
12 years ago.
But he was injured. He was really injured bad out in the Bay, right? He's gone out there and he's down at the wharf eating oysters because he ain't playing. He's never playing, that guy. Am I tripping? Oh.
Him and Posey, both of them, their days are behind them. I mean, they just are.
You're by Buster?
I mean, some of the guys that they're running out there, that team's going to be awful this year. That is a bad baseball team.
So that's a team you recommend that we bet against on a nightly basis for, you know, the whole week, every week?
I mean, I like Yaz. Yaz is fun, but...
can't win with one, dude.
They got a lot of dead weight on that squad.
They got a lot of problems. The Orioles beat the Red Sox.
Even Cueto's washed, too. Cueto's a hack also.
How'd that Red Sox opener go at Fenway? You lose. Rays 6-4 over the Marlins. Carver High is very angry. We haven't talked hockey yet, so we'll do that. There was some violence on the ice tonight. All right, it's 62-57 with 1 minute left, and the bottom line is that Arizona still has the lead, and there's 59 seconds left, stop, free throws. They're in the bonus, and they're jacking free throws like nobody's business. The difference is that they're making them, and UConn's not doing anything. They're getting a bucket at best. They hit 1-3. Beckers hit a three, but they have not been hitting shots. And they have not really, I mean, this is as close as they've gotten, right? Five twice, but both times they got it back up to seven. So they never make any real dent. And here they are again, getting another free throw to go up six. They're going to make, you know, I'm thinking she's money on the second one too. But anyway, game's over. Carver High's not even having it. How about Carver High? He's got hockey going. He's got chick Final Four going. He's got it all going.
I got an empty net here in Alberta, in Edmonton. We would really be good if the Oilers can get this empty net here and win this game by two, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If you know what I'm saying. It would be really good if they won this game by two.
I'm watching it. There's like, a $1.50 left?
Yeah.
There you go. Oilers lead the Flames 3-2. Are they playing? Oh, that one's in Edmonton tonight.
In Edmonton.
The Avs are up. The Avs are up 3-2 on the Blues with just under 5 minutes to go at the Potessi can.
We need another goal in that game, too.
We need another one right there, a little empty netter.
But we need that from either team. We got the over 5.5 in that one. We need a goal from either team in that game.
We just need a goal.
I don't care
it
who
don't
scores
matter
it.
Who scores it. Somebody needs to put it in. Coyotes and Ducks are at the pond. It's 2 apiece in the second. 8 minutes left in the second in Anaheim. A lot happening in Anaheim tonight. You got a baseball game going across the parking lot from
the
pond.
Duck pond.
Oh, they got it all going there tonight. They got a little traffic in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Over there by the five. They got some traffic, Carver High. Oh, man, I'm having flashbacks tonight to go into the Angel games. I mean to tell you, the amount of beer I drank in that ballpark.
The big A. Just,
have you ever seen, like, those late-night West Coast highlights? The footage of, like, the guy, the fat guy with the leg over the row in front of him, and he's got, like, his belly showing, and he's got a beer in his hand, and he's just, like, in and out a little bit at the game, and they'll, like, show him on, you know, the highlights. And the guy's out there by himself. I was one of those guys.
You know, that probably didn't go over too well.
I just wasn't as fat. I still had game, son. At that point, I was dunking still. I'm not talking about Dunkin' Donuts, fool. Anyway, the Sharks, you said it, Carver High. They're on fire. They're beating the Kings at Staples 2-0 up in Lipstick City. People are not happy.
No.
Downtown LA, they are not happy.
Sharks are playing well right now, playing good hockey.
They are all of a sudden, like the Sharks and Predators. Remember, I had written them both off.
Come on,
Carver High looking for the empty netter.
Oh, we're neutral zone. And whether you're a fat, out of shape truck driver, whether you're a skinny geek pushing a taxi cab, whether you're a doctor or lawyer that doesn't have half the money we have. This is the way life is.
This is the way life is. 64-58 zone. Capitals 2-1 in overtime over the Devils. And then the Leafs 2-1 over the Jets in a shootout. They get it done in Farrelipeg. I just want to look at that Capital win. Your boy Orloff with a goal. And McLeod tied it up for the Devils, and then in overtime, Orloff had the winner. Carlson, the other one for DC, the Caps, from Eller. And then Orloff's goal was unassisted, and Capitals come up big. They've really been coming up big, Carver High, all season, haven't they?
They really have. They struggled tonight, obviously. Second half of a back-to-back, did not play well against the Islanders on Long Island, but they come to the Rock tonight. Devils played them tough. They end up getting the overtime win and another 2 points to kind of inch ahead of the Isles and the Pens here for tonight.
Yeah, because they'll they've already got 52 points, right? So, and the Islanders and Penguins have 50 apiece.
Yes, and the Islanders and Penguins both play tomorrow. Capitals will be off. Pens in the afternoon against the Bruins. The Islanders have the Flyers at the Barn tomorrow night.
Do you think the Penguins can, you know, after they hadn't won in 10 trips to Boston, they finally win. I hit the bet. So tomorrow I went back to the well with the Bruins. I mean, at some point they got to have a good game, don't they?
You would think so. I kind of like the Pens tomorrow. The Pens are playing really good right now.
You like the Penguins in a back-to-backer against the Bruins?
Yeah,
the Bruins sweep in Boston?
Bruins are scuffling. It seems like the Penguins are getting contributions from everybody right now. I mean, guys you've never even heard of are scoring goals for the Penguins.
Guys you've never even heard of. It's a 6-point game. Arizona at the line. 34 seconds left. Arizona shooting free throws. They missed the first. It appears the Arizona mascot is in the stands with another chick. And he's partying. He's got a date lined up for after the game. And if the Cats win, it is going to be the Cats' ass. Everybody's in on it. They're going to be drinking and thinking and spitting and laughing and hurling and targeting and John DeBeer and banana and John DeBeer puke. Beckers misses a runner. They get the rebound, and UConn throws it away. They throw it away. 19 seconds left. This game's over. Arizona beat UConn tonight, and everybody's looking at Gino Auriemma losing, which happens about once every 10 years.
Seriously. Right? Like, it's true.
Just the
once
fact,
every
10 biggest,
years.
This is the biggest upset I think I've ever seen in women's college basketball. No one even knew Arizona existed. Remember, I was on Coast to Coast. I go, yeah, they beat Indiana. So I said, that's all I know about them. Next thing you know, they beat UConn. I mean, to tell you, this is gigantic. They're going to be showing this, too, on the highlights of no one, you know, you just don't have any losing for Gino. Gino losing is, that's the lead story.
And how about this? What a, you know, both men's and women's tournament for the Pac-12. So they're going to have Arizona and Stanford is going to be the national title game in the women's side, and UCLA made the Final Four in the men's side. And they
and
had
all
those
the other
teams
ones.
In the Elite Eight. They had all those teams in the Elite Eight,
right.
too. Pac-12
they were all from the Pac-12. Do you think I should go back to college, Carver High, maybe? Where do you think you'd go in the Pac-12? Do you think you'd tap into a little Corvallis, a little Pullman, or do you think you'd go a little Eugene? What do you think? Or maybe Lipstick City?
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be, I mean, I feel like Corvallis or Eugene would be a good town for me, a good spot, but it'd probably end up being Tempe or something like that.
Arizona State, you're going. You're going to Tempe, down there by the library?
Yeah.
Woo! And I'm not talking about the bookstore. Check out.
No, we're not picking up any books.
I had a party over at that bar, six pro athletes got DUIs at that party.
Think about the cities. I mean, the Pac-12 never gets any credit for anything. Think about the party towns in the Pac-12. I mean, honestly, whether you go to Boulder, Tempe, Lipstick City, you go up Eugene, Corvallis, you get up to Washington, you got Pullman, you got Seattle. I mean, they got some good towns in the Pac-12.
Yeah, they do. I mean, all of them. Do you remember when the swashbuckler would call us from, like, his
walking the dog?
Here's the celebration. Arizona has beaten UConn, and they are dancing in the middle of the court. The Arizona Lady Wildcats going crazy for the final round. I mean, they are going crazy. Gino doesn't know what to do. I mean, he looks like somebody stole his dog. I mean, honestly, and the Cats are running off the floor like, it's all business. Got to get to the bus and the plane. They just went right off the floor. See ya. Thanks. Bye. Good night. You lose. It's the fourth straight NCAA losing in the national semi for UConn. I didn't even know that. Like, what do I know? They've lost four straight in the Final Four. That's crazy, wow. Right? I thought they hadn't lost in 20 years. So what do I know? But I don't follow it like everyone else. I'll tell you, I watched that Paige Beckers girl, and I saw her play and have some incredible games and incredible performances and no-look passes and scoring nights, 35 here, there, everywhere. But I got to tell you, I thought against Baylor and against Arizona, she sucked. I mean, somebody's just got to tell it like it is. She didn't do anything in the two biggest games. In the two biggest games, that was it. Or, everybody thinks that they got screwed on that call, which they did. But the reality is the people that saw the game know that the ref called it that way the whole game. Right? So they both got away with murder at both ends. So it is what it is. But Arizona with a shocker, they beat UConn tonight. There you go. Arizona Stanford in the championship Sunday, I believe. Final Four tomorrow. The first game is Houston and Baylor, and then UCLA, Gonzaga. This is for Bell on the Bench. Name right. So anyway, they're getting their ass beat. Basically, it's 84-70. The Bucks are up on the Blazers. So there's 4 minutes left in the third there, so I'll be able to cop some more of that game. Thunder are getting whacked by the Suns, 96-69. And it's 3 minutes left in the third. And the Lakers lead the Kings in Sacktown. I like that play tonight, the Lakers. Carver High, you remember that one. 84-72, LA's up. Four left in the third. As I told you, Bucks by 14 right now over the Blazers. And then earlier, well, those are in-game. So the in-game on the Bucks is Bucks laying 11.5. The Lakers are laying 8.5. Suns are laying 25 and a hook to that Thunder team that they're just absolutely devouring. And then I just want to give you an update on the baseball. The Dodgers 11-6 on the Rockies in the eighth at Coors. White Sox were up. What'd you say it was, Carver High? 7-1, and then now it's 7-6.
Yeah, it was 7-1 early in the game. Not anymore.
The Angels roaring back, just like last night.
I'll tell you who's turned back the clock here after first two nights. Albert Pujols. Jeez. Had the big hit, the go-ahead hit last night. Has a home run tonight. Getting involved.
Your boy, Albert Pujols, is turning back the clock. He's rocking it. Yeah, he goes, last night he had a big hit, and tonight.
This guy's turning back the clock the first 2 days. You had Pujols here. How about Miggy Cabrera yesterday in the snowstorm?
Oh.
Where he's, you know, sliding into second. You know, he couldn't see the ball go over the fence. We already said Posey and Longoria hit homers for the Giants last night. Jeez. How about that?
Your boy Miggy. I'll never forget Miggy when I was with the Marlins in 03 when they beat the Yankees in the World Series. I have a picture I just put in the Magic City Studios at the Perella Palatial that has me holding the Marlins World Series trophy at their World Series bash that they invited me to. They invited no one else. They invited me. Like, it wasn't like a media thing. It was, you know, Pharrell, come party with us. I'm like, you got it. Let's go. And it was a scene. I mean, I'm surprised that the photo isn't me, you know, completely naked with it. That was later in the day. That was later. This was actually on the, like, you know, golf course. Here you go. Astros 5-2 over the A's of the Astray in the seventh inning. Javier for the Astros, Luzardo for the A's. And then the Padres have opened it up. It's 3-0 now on the Diamondbacks in the fourth inning at Petco. Snell against Kelly. Your boy Snell has a three-run lead in the fourth, and everybody's just styling out at Petco. They got it all going there, just chilling the most. There's just beautiful weather, and there's just baseball. It's just exotic. Seattle leads the Giants 3-1. They're up on Cueto. Kikuchi.
Legend.
And then tomorrow, Carver High, I know you're excited for the Yankees. Kluber going for the Bombers in the boogie down against Stripling and the Blue Jays. What do you think? Isn't that your boy Ross Stripling? Wasn't he with L.A. at one point or another? I think he was with the Dodgers.
He was with the Dodgers. Tomorrow, a little day game at the stadium against Kluber. Let's see if his arm actually makes it through the whole game. I think also in the afternoon tomorrow, isn't it a little happy Harvey Day for the Orioles? Big Matt Harvey on the hill at Fenway.
The Dark Knight. It is. Against Hauk up at Fenway. He's pitching.
Who?
Harvey's pitching at Fenway.
Who? Hauk?
Ralph. I'm just saying Ralph Hauk from back in the day.
Man, I cannot believe people thought the Red Sox would be good this year with the pitchers that they're rolling out there. I mean, honestly. I played that under 79.5 wins. Like, I just, who is getting out for that Red Sox team? It's and today they couldn't even score runs. Forget about getting out. Today they got blanked by the freaking Orioles. But who is getting outs for the Red Sox this year?
Do you think they'll lose the whole weekend to the Orioles? I don't think they'll bounce back tomorrow.
Little dark night at plus 145 tomorrow. Let's go.
It's up to a $1.56.
Oh, bring it on. The more the merrier. Let's go. Lay it on top.
Your boy in a dark night. Wouldn't that be great if you could peel off some bills off of Matt Harvey? That's a miracle. It would be like winning the lottery. Indians, please, Zach, against your boy Tehran in near Baghdad. Tigers at Comerica hosting the Indians. Bucks and Cubs. Anderson for the Pirates. Arrieta for the Cubs. Jake Arrieta going Carver High. What's he, about 80?
He's still in the league, too? Man, this is unbelievable. He was so bad. He barely pitched for the Braves last year? He showed up. He pitched, what did he start, two or three games for them?
Yeah.
Before he packed it in? My God.
Now he's at minus -188 tomorrow at Back Wrigley with the Cubbies. The wind blowing out in the Pirates.
These first couple weeks of the season, I don't mind. We know the Pirates are going to suck and the Orioles and these teams. I don't mind taking them with these big prices early in the year. I mean, you get good prices on them.
How about this one? Charlie Morton you can get tomorrow at plus +152 against Zach Wheeler and the Phillies in Philadelphia. You got to throw a bone at your boy, Charlie the Fisherman. You got to go throw a bone on him at plus +152. When does he lose besides never?
Right, and they lost to the Phillies that walk-off yesterday with Gene Segura. The Phillies going to take the first two from the Bravos here this weekend?
No. Uh-uh.
Wheeler's a hack, too. Wheeler stinks.
Here you go. McCullers for the Astros tomorrow against Irvin for the A's. Who? And the Cardinals, Reds, Wainwright against, what's his name, Maley? I think it is. Mail it in.
Cardinals tomorrow.
The Cardinals every day, son. I know you don't like them.
I don't like them.
I know you hate them, but I don't care when I'm making money. I don't care who you root for. I root for every team I'm betting on. I now root for every team in the league, in every league, if I'm betting on them. You don't think I was betting on the Sabres the other night when I broke that 18-gamer, that stinker? That was a good bet. Rays and Marlins tomorrow. Hill against Hernandez. Isn't that your boy? He was a Dodger, too.
Yeah.
Jesus, they're coming out of the, like, they're like cockroaches. They're everywhere. He's plus +138 in Miami at the brokerage house. What do they call it? It's a mortgage house now.
Yeah, I forget the exact name.
I know what it is. It's, I think it's called Home Depot or something. No, we did Home Depot spots.
Harrow Trust Field.
It's a mortgage company.
Rick's done a lot down there in Miami. Rick Harrow Trust Field in Miami, where the Marlins play.
Anyway. Twins and Brewers. Barrios and Booms. I don't even know who that is.
Burn.
I have no clue. Burns. Oh, is it Burns? I can't even see it at this point. I can't see anyway. You know I can't see. You know, I only wear one. I have two pairs of glasses that I can see out of, and all the rest are just posers. I think I'm going blind at this stage in my life because I can't read anything anymore. It's just awful. Like, you know how much I'm going to wear these? I'd rather get smacked in the face with a line drive than wear glasses every day, all day. What a pain in my ass. It really is. Like, you know, constantly sliding on my face and just constantly, like, I can't read anything. I have to have glasses with me everywhere I go. I'm always dropping them and everything else. It's just awful. It's a nightmare. You can't even deny it, Carver High. You've seen me struggle. Struggle within, like Metallica. Burns, he says to me. Dodgers, Rockies, Bueller, Bueller against Gray, and then Diamondbacks, Padres. Your boy Joe Musgrove, the former Buck, will now go win a Cy Young with the Padres.
He'll go 16-4 this year. Musgrove, 16-4 with a 3-1.
Oh no! Oh, the calamity of it all. So the White Sox and Angels tomorrow. Lance Lynn, you forgot he was there, right?
Yeah, then, Cy Young. What do you mean? He's in like the top five or six of Cy Young odds on FanDuel. He's gonna be a big stud this year.
He's the man, apparently. And then Webb against Flexen for the Ooh. Mariners tomorrow. Flexen.
You know, it's funny just because it's true. You know, we're sitting here making fun of how like Jake Arrieta is still pitching and Happy Harvey Day tomorrow. But the reason why those guys are still pitching is because we've got guys like Webb and Flexen starting games in the league. That's why they're still pitching.
That's right. And they're making more money too. Here he goes. Suns 110-76 in the fourth. 11 left on the Thunder. The Lakers are up big, 91-76 on the Kings. Start of the fourth. Bucks are up big, 97-73 on the Blazers. Start of the fourth. Kicking their ass at the Moda in Rip City. Tomorrow, Cavs Heat. Heat laying 12 and a hook. T-Wolves Sixers. Sixers laying 9 and a hook. JoJo Embiid set to return tomorrow, allegedly. Knicks in Detroit laying 2.5 to the Pistons. Pacers getting 5.5 in San Antonio. The Magic and Jazz and Salt Lake Shakers. Jazz land 16 and a hook. And then you got the Bucks and Kings. No line yet because they're playing now. Thunder Blazers. That one's 11.5 at the Moda. Same thing. Portland laying 11 and a hook to the Thunder. All that tomorrow. Meanwhile, you see the Thunder laying an egg tonight. Kings laying an egg tonight. Blazers laying an egg tonight. That's what you're getting out of that. I want to see if there it is, Carver High. You got it all. The Coyotes and Ducks are 2 apiece. Second break. Sharks up 2-0 on the Kings in the second break. And then I think that's all that's left tonight right now, right? And then there's so many good ones tomorrow. In terms of hockey, have you gone out to the barn yet, Carver High?
No, I have not.
You just have been having babies and you got no time to go to the barn.
No, I can't go there.
Flyers are at the barn tomorrow. You should say, I'll be right back. I got to grab some milk.
Fine.
Get some diapers. Okay, I'll be back. I had car trouble. You're at the barn. So the Blazers aren't going to win this game. They're down 104-83 with 8 minutes left. I'd be shocked if they came back on the Bucks because the Bucks just score too much, right? And but I know one thing. Nurkic is playing. That's all that matters. I just saw him throw down a tomahawk dunk, and all I know is he's been out forever with that broken hand, and now he's back. He was throwing down. That's a good sign. Carver High, the Popo, now investigating Deshaun Watson down in Houston. The Houston PD doing an investigation after complainant filed a report concerning Watson. I think he's got more problems than that, right? Like, he's got big-time legal problems and popo problems in Houston. What do you think is going to happen to him?
I don't know. It is still so bizarre. And now you're getting into the criminal aspect of things. Man, this thing is just every day there's another turn, another complaint, another this, another that. This is going to be a very long offseason. He's going to wish he was playing for the Texans week one the way things are going right now.
He's going to be begging them to take him back, do you think? Because he said he'd never play for him again. Now he's got 21 civil suits against him for sexual assault. Can you
I wonder if he prefers a courtroom to be playing quarterback for the Texans in September, because that could be
how crazy would it be? You remember you heard all the conspiracies that it was like because he was, wanted to leave the Texans that suddenly he had all these legal problems there with these women. And how crazy would it be if there was like a, like, you know, like 5 years from now, there's like a movie about them just doing it to all kinds of players. if you're trying to get out of your deal or you're leaving, we're going to make your life a living hell. We'll find creative ways of ruining your life. And they make a movie out of it. You can't even make this stuff up about this guy. You know what's crazy? It's Easter weekend and then it's the Masters. So enjoy the Final Four. And then we got the Masters. Carver High's got beer on ice already. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Easter. Carver High, peace.